"I'm really very sorry," I said, and weirdly enough, I really was. "I'm very new at this, Rita." She looked at me, shaking her head again. "I'll try to get better," I added hopefully. Rita sighed and closed her eyes. "At least the flowers you sent were nice," she said. And a tiny bell began to ring in the dark back seat of Dexter's wicked wagon. I had not sent any flowers, of course. I was not experienced enough at all the many subtle hypocrisies of married life to think of such a clever ploy. I had not even realized that responding to an emergency at work was wrong, let alone that I needed to apologize with flowers. Of course, Rita had many friends who might have sent them, and I knew several people who were theoretically friends. Even Deborah might have had a moment of sensitivity, unlikely as that seemed. In any case, there was absolutely no reason a few fragrant blossoms should set off any kind of alarm. But they did. They definitely did. A steady, annoying ding-ding-ding of an alarm that very definitely meant all was not what it should be. So I leaned casually over and pretended to sniff the roses while actually trying to read the accompanying card. Again, there was nothing at all unusual about it, just a small tag that said, "Congratulations to us!" And scribbled in blue ink underneath was, "An admirer." From the same general region that provided the little alarm bell, I heard a soft and wicked chuckle well up. The dark passenger was amused, and no wonder. Dexter is many things, but admirable is not one of the top 10. As far as I knew, I had no admirers. Anyone who really knew me well enough to admire me was theoretically already dead, dissected, and disposed. So, who would sign the card like that? I knew enough about humans to know that a friend or family member would sign their own name to make absolutely sure they got credit for the flowers. An ordinary human, in fact, would already have called on the telephone to say, "Did you get my flowers? I wanted to be sure because they're so expensive." Clearly, no such call had come, since Rita assumed the roses were from me. Just as clearly, there was nothing really threatening about such a minor mystery. So why did I feel small and icy feet walking up the back of my neck? Why was I so certain that some hidden danger threatened me and therefore Lillianne? I tried to be logical, which is something I had once been very good at. Of course, I told myself reasonably, it was not merely the anonymous flowers. I also had the alarm from the possible sighting of a potential someone earlier on, and when I added it all up, I realized what I had. A very strong possible maybe something or not, which might or might not be an actual threat or not, or something. Put that way, in clear and logical form, it made perfect sense for me to feel uneasy. Lillianne was being stalked by an idiot. Me.